Hi everybody, Andy Nolch here from the Kink podcast and the Kink TV show. This is the last Kink podcast. I haven't done one for ages, and this is just telling the people who are following the Kink podcast that there's no more Kink podcasts anymore. I've just I tried to start making them again. I think I made a few. And then now I haven't made one for ages, and I don't really think I have the time, and I don't really think I have the desire. But I do have lots of interesting topics to talk about. So I think in one day in the future, long-term future, I'll go back probably to making a podcast talking about specific, very interesting things for maybe each one like an hour long. But yeah, at the moment... I'm making the Indie Scientology podcast where I interview people about Scientology, and you know, it's like 2 hour long interviews, and it's going really well. It's about 10 episodes now made, and I think that's more interesting. And you know, there's people like Alex Jones, I guess, and David Icke, and it's so popular these days to talk about conspiracy theories and stuff. So I just don't think I need to keep on making these Kink podcasts, and I've got too much on my plate. I'm doing too much. I need to focus more on the comedy show and that sort of stuff. So if you want to see the Kink TV show, the comedy show, it's on YouTube only now, March 2017. Sorry, actually it's February, my God. February 2017. It's just on YouTube. And I'm going to start making them again, and it should be good, and it's looking a lot better. And the Indie Scientology podcast is on my YouTube channel, Andy Nolch's YouTube channel, but also it's in iTunes, so you can listen to it with that podcasting app on your iPhone. I think that's all I need to say, but... What's actually really quite interesting is that if ever there was a time for me to do the Kink podcast, it probably would be now. Like, the stuff I've found out is just epic. Like, I've fully worked out what's going on Earth. I fully worked it out. I now know the truth. It's not like I know exactly like what God is and stuff. It's still like I have an idea of what God is, okay, but, like, what's going on Earth, like, yeah, you know, I mean, who knows what's going on in other dimensions, you know, it's out, really out there and what God is, but, like, something like, I know what's going on Earth, and I could tell you. In fact, maybe I could make this last podcast me telling you the truth about Earth. But what I'm going to make is about a 20-minute video that just lays down hardcore the facts, the history of Earth, what's going on, how humans got onto Earth, you know, what's going on with the government, all this sort of stuff. It all connects everything together. Like, you ever wondered what the hell is a ghost, or what the hell is Bigfoot, or what the hell is a deal with 9/11 and you know, what's the deal with the war on drugs and terrorism, like... Everything, like, this is all-encompassing. Like, what the hell, what's the deal with Bigfoot? Like, what's the deal with psychics being able to read minds? This 20-minute video that I'm going to be making in the next few months is literally hardcore, just all the data, boom, efficiently. Like, I'm going to be speaking it and laying it down. It's going to be easy to understand. And it's gonna have images so you can see it, and videos so you can watch it and understand it. And it's gonna be epic. It's just gonna be, I think it will be the greatest thing I'll ever do, ever. Nothing can compare to it. It's just like, you know, here's the truth, boom. And of course, heaps of people won't believe it. Only people who are already into these unusual things will actually think, oh, maybe this is true. But at least it gives people something to start thinking with. Because once you watch it and you actually understand it, you then can start listening to other things and going, oh, maybe Andy is right about this. Maybe it does mean that. And then start piecing together what the truth is, and you'll find that I'm right in this video. Like, honestly, I mean, it's like the greatest thing. If you ever wanted somebody to just, because I always wanted it for years, I just wanted to be given the truth, what the hell is going on, you know? Just hand me, like, you don't need to make me listen to something for 12 hours, you know? Just give me the truth, boom. This is just the truth, boom. But you won't believe it unless you've done the hours and hours and hours of, like, listening to David Icke and listening to Alex Jones and then speaking to psychics and, like, reading the Bible and all these things. Like, if you, like, they're all the little, they contain all the evidences that back up the truth that I'm going to say. So it's going to be pretty damn cool. I'm really looking forward to making it. I'm going to call it The Story of Man, I think, or The History of Earth, something like that. But it's going to be really, really big. So I'm going to make that, and I'll be making the podcast. And I'm still making my Scientology, little Scientology videos. Well, when I say little, I mean like half an hour, on YouTube, just talking about what's going on with Scientology and stuff. I think I'm kind of like, maybe it's because I found out the truth of everything. I was just like, you know, I just need to focus on the solution. And I really do believe Scientology is one of the solutions to solve what's going on and to help people find the truth and to fight evil, basically. But I guess maybe, I think when you find out the truth of what's really going on, you kind of like, oh, okay. And I think maybe I was like a year ago when I was really excited about making these podcasts. It was because I guess I hadn't really found out the truth. When you kind of find out the truth, become more like peaceful and more like a wise old man. You're like, oh, okay, so this is what's going on. And I don't know, it just sort of zaps the energy out of you to make the podcast. It's interesting. Because I guess when I was making these podcasts, because all up there was like 40 of them made or something, I guess I was trying to find out the truth as well as I was doing them, and I was researching while I was doing them. And then when you find out the truth, like now, I guess it's like, okay, I find out the truth. I'm still going to be studying things and still be looking for evidences to prove that this truth is correct, because I want to make sure it's definitely correct, but it's at the stage now where I can say that it's definitely correct. Like pretty much definitely correct, like 90% correct. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. But that's it for this last podcast, which wasn't really anything. And also, I just want to mention, because I know I've been mentioning Scientology a lot, and, you know, like, it's my religion and shit, I'm a bit obsessed with it and stuff. Just in case anyone is listening who's like put off by that, it's a very complex topic covering what the hell Scientology is, okay? But basically, it's self-help courses that are developed by a successful science fiction writer called L. Ron Hubbard, and it had nothing to do with his science fiction. Like, they're separate. It's just that he was a talented person, was good at science fiction writing, and also developing self-help courses. And it just basically makes you super smart and frees you as a spirit from your body. And you might be going, what the hell? What do you mean I'm not a body? I thought I was this body. No, you're not. You're not this, you know, brown or white person that you are. You know, you reincarnate, you're born again, and you go into another body and you're born again. Anyway, so he came up with a way for you to leave your body. Like, the self-help courses, many of them do many different things. Some of them teach you how to make money. You know, like, there's all these different things that they do, but one of them, like, is, you know, it makes you so you can leave your body. That's why it's got a cult following. That's why Scientology has a hardcore, dedicated cult followers. You know what I mean? Like a movie, like, because some people really like it, you know? Like, I really like Scientology. It's like, whoa, this is where it's at, you know? It's It's because it's like, whoa, this guy's, whoa. You know, you do sometimes, you're like, whoa, this is interesting. You know, you don't just do it once and go, oh, that was interesting. And yoga's all right, but you know, you go, yeah, yoga's kind of cool. Like, it becomes like a huge thing in your life because you're like, whoa, what the F is this thing? What the hell is Scientology? This is, whoa. And anyway, so that's basically what it is, right? And you might go, then why the hell is it all controversial? I mean, I've made videos about this and all this sort of stuff, but basically, if you're a freedom fighter on planet Earth, okay, if you're good, if you're a good person, you're really helping people and really exposing corruption in the world, bad people are going to come after you and they're going to, like, make up things about you and they're going to attack your church and they're going to, like, try and get you in trouble with the IRS and they're going to do everything to try and bring you down because they don't want someone exposing the truth. So Joe Blow down the street might seem more squeaky clean because he doesn't really do anything great with his life and he lives a normal conservative existence, right? So you might think he's good and you might think Elron Hubbard's bad because you heard some bad stuff about him on the internet. But Elron Hubbard is actually really good and Joe Blow is just not really doing much with his life and he's not pissing anyone off. Because when you start doing something and you do something that's good, you really piss people off in this world. Because we live in, you have to, see, this is a funny thing, to understand Scientology, you have to understand how corrupt the world is. Serious shit is going down on planet Earth. Okay, and that's what I'll be covering in this video that I'm talking about, I'm going to be making in the future. But anyway, so Elron Hubbard got given, you know, a bad name because he was basically good. The same as the way Jesus got hanged on a cross. Like, he didn't do anything that deserves him being hanged on the cross at all. But he just pissed off some people because he was running around spreading the truth and stuff. And he was helping, like, people and stuff. And he was, like, saying, you know, he was, I guess, challenging the church and the authorities and stuff because he was telling people the truth. They don't like that. They just want you to be a slave, okay? There are people on Earth that we live with that are dedicated to making sure you're a slave and you don't become smart and you don't become free and you don't wake up to what's going on. I have woken up to what's going on. I know what's going on. And I know this sounds unbelievable and you're not going to believe it and it took me years to believe it. I still almost can't believe it now. But amazing shit's going down. There's full-on UFOs like regularly visiting Earth. Why is this being kept hidden from you? Why is the truth about 9/11 being hidden from you? There's a lot of stuff going down. Ron Hubbard pissed off a lot of people, so he got given a bad name because people wanted to bring him down. He was actually exposing a lot of the psychiatry and their drug company stuff and how their drugs are just crap. And they're just trying to make money from their drugs, their medications. But also what happened is they infiltrated his church, the Church of Scientology, and that now is run like banks, like so many other things in the world, that's run by evil people as well. So when you see some videos on the internet of people saying that Scientology is evil, it's like kind of true. You know what I mean? That's why I'm an independent Scientologist. I'm not involved with the church because the official church has been corrupted. And Elron Hubbard got old and sort of got kicked out of the church in 82 when it got taken over. It got, like, stolen from him, basically, and his family, because he was sort of running the church and all this stuff. And the evil people has had it since then. And that's why they've been running it badly. That's why you hear these things saying Scientology is bad and all this sort of stuff. That's basically, in a nutshell, why. Anyway, I think that's all. So what I'm saying is, yes, there's a bad side to Scientology and there's a good side, but it's a complex issue and don't just get put off by me promoting Scientology. There's a good reason why I'm doing it. So I think that's it. Yeah, and I totally recommend getting into Scientology, seriously. Check out Ron's org. Anyway, that's it for this podcast, the last kink podcast for like at least 10 years. It's a sad one. Say goodbye to you guys. That's it. There's no music in this podcast. It's all over. It's ending, but you can listen to me on the Indie Scientology podcast. and at my YouTube channel, Andy Dolch. See you later.